Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing.
Welcome, podcast listeners. It's Kelvin Newman here, regular contributor to the Internet Marketing Podcast, but also the day job, as some of you may well know, is that I organise a digital marketing conference. That digital marketing conference is called Brighton SEO, and it takes place twice a year down on the south coast in Brighton, and you can tell that an SEO was behind the naming of that event. Now, the conference itself has been going for a number of years now. It started out as a few people meeting in an upstairs room of a pub, maybe about 20 of us. And we had room for about 10 at the first event, and 20 people showed up, and we moved to a bigger venue and so on and so forth. So this next event that's coming up on the 22nd of April has definitely been the fastest selling. We're expecting about 1,500 people along on the day, 1,700 in fact. And the tickets for that sold out in less than 60 seconds, which is really exciting. It's really shaping up to be a really interesting conference. Now, we're going to bring you on the podcast over the next couple of weeks and months some highlights of that. We're going to be interviewing people. We're going to pull through bits of the show itself. But what I wanted to do was give you a bit of a taster of some of the things that are coming up at that event. Now, I know a lot of you are based all over the world, and my reason for sort of like highlighting this is that by talking about some of these particular topics, hopefully they can give you a sense of what really is at the cutting edge and what people are really interested in and talking about in the world of search marketing at the moment. Because the reality is that search is one of these disciplines. It's one of these areas of digital marketing where there's so much going on. And that's exciting. That can be challenging also for businesses. It can be challenging for individuals knowing about what topics should I be concerned about, which skills should I be developing. And hopefully by talking you through some of these topics, some of these ideas that are kind of dominating the conversations that we're having at the event, that'll give you a sense of the types of skills or the types of areas you might want to go off and research. Because the reality is, for most individuals who want to kind of progress either as a solo consultant and they want to make more from their day rates, or they're working for an agency and they want to get promoted, or if they're working in-house and just want to deliver better results for the business that they're working for, what you really need to be doing is kind of taking a conscious effort to develop your skill sets. And actually, by listening to this podcast, you're doing quite a bit of that anyway. You're kind of taking the time to learn more about the discipline. And that's really exciting, and that's really powerful, and that's a really good approach to have. But sometimes it can be a bit daunting. You know, what are the areas that I could be thinking about? What are some of the things that I should be considering? So I want to take you through a couple of the speakers that I'm particularly excited to be hearing. And I'll also talk about some of the training courses as well. The training courses tend to not vary quite so much over time, but actually kind of give you a sense of these fundamental disciplines, these fundamental approaches that are good to take a bit of a specialism in. So as a keynote this time around, we've got Natalie Nahai. I'm never sure, Natalie, if I'm pronouncing your name absolutely perfectly there. But she's known as the web psychologist, and I definitely recommend going out and checking out some of her videos. She's got some great videos available online, and her background is kind of psychology, and she moved into the world of digital. And what she really does is takes that understanding, that appreciation that she has of psychology, and then applies that to the world of the web. And she's going to be talking through kind of creating persuasive content, which I think is really important, because so many people have kind of got their head round now, and this, you know, is a change that's happened over the last couple of years, where people have really got their head round that content is important and that they ought to be investing in producing content for their organisation. And it's far more common you get the kind of brand as a publisher now than you would have done in the past. But the reality is that many of the people who are going out and producing this content, either for SEO reasons or for social media reasons or just because they want to kind of improve the conversion rate of their website, haven't really thought about making it persuasive. And it's no good just kind of producing content that, you know, is there for the sake of it. This content needs to have a purpose. And actually what's really helpful in that space is if you know, there is a whole world of study around psychology, which is about how people think. And what we should do is kind of digital marketers, people who are trying to persuade people to do something online, which is, let's be honest, ultimately what our job is. You need to be thinking about, well, how can I increase the likelihood of that happening? Now, the best case scenario is you're doing some kind of A-B testing. So you go, here's a version of our copy, version A, and here's version B, which of them perform the best. And that's certainly a good approach to take in general. But actually, not as many of us take the time to do that testing as perhaps we should do. We kind of want to get it right first time. And that's where kind of understanding some of the ideas, some of the, you know, principles of psychology is really, really powerful. So I'm really looking forward to Natalie's talk there. I know you can check out some of her videos where she's talked about similar topics in the past in terms of creating persuasive content. And I'll make sure that we link through to that in the show notes. Now, a couple of other speakers I'm really interested in, and they're two speakers who I'm going to kind of talk about together here. They're in different sessions, but actually kind of have a similarity. So we've got Erica McGilvery, who's been on the show recently, and she's going to be talking about putting your best self forward, the etiquette and branding in your community. And then a separate speaker, Lisa Myers, who's going to be talking with a colleague of hers, James, about why SEO needs to get emotional. Now, I think that's interesting, these three speakers as a whole, if we're looking at them, you know, as a combination of speakers, albeit they're in three different sessions at the conference itself, really kind of underlie what is perhaps one of the emerging themes of the event that we're planning in April, is that actually, yes, you need to understand the search engines. Yes, you need to understand the technology that goes into them. And I'll talk about some of the aspects of that in a second. But you also need to understand the people, right? So ultimately what the search engines are trying to do is understand people. Now they're using technology to try and kind of understand the people. And so you need to understand the technology. But actually in many cases, the most effective approach for someone who wants to market or promote their business is to understand the people, right? And that's nothing new, right? You know, we could listen to podcasts from, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, and it would say, you know, exactly that. You need to think about the people. But where I think the change is really happening is the sophistication in the approach that people are taking. So rather than being a kind of glib, you need to think about what people want, actually what we're starting to see now is in the industry, more of a kind of multidisciplinary approach. So what can we understand, you know, about you know, emotions and etiquette and all of those types of things? You know, there are worlds of study and understanding that already exist, which if we as digital marketers can tap into, we can increase the likelihood of our campaigns being successful. So I think that's kind of, you know, really important as well. So be thinking about the kind of the people behind that, but not just always looking at digital marketing sources. And my advice would be that actually for many of you who are listening to this podcast, there are lots of great digital marketing podcasts out there. I imagine you probably already subscribe to a number of them, but actually you might pick up more by occasionally listening to those outside that space. I'm a big fan of Freakonomics, which is an economics podcast. But actually, I can learn a lot more about the human condition, about what motivates people and why they behave in certain ways from podcasts like that than I can from just listening to another digital marketing podcast. So I think that's a good, hopefully will be an emerging theme, and hopefully it's one that you can go off and, you know, explore yourself. But in addition to that kind of understanding the people, there are a lot of technical talks, and SEO as a discipline is kind of dividing quite nicely now. There's this kind of idea of understanding the people, but there is a real emerging areas of technical SEO, which, you know, people are really starting to take very, very seriously. So, you know, we've got talks covering things like site speed. The reality is that site speed is important for more than just SEO. You want your website to be fast because that makes it easier to use. And the easier it is to use, the greater the likelihood someone is to make a purchase and do that. But often it doesn't get spec'd. You know, if you're designing a website, is site speed in there as a specification? And I think that's where SEO traditionally has been very, very effective. It's been very, very good at moving things up that kind of are in the interests of users, but perhaps for a variety of reasons can sometimes get a little bit ignored in the process. So, you know, Bastian Grimm is going to be talking about, you know, hardcore site speed optimization techniques. There's loads of great resources out there about site speed. It really ought to be one of those things. If you're redesigning your website, you're thinking about specifying measures that you want to put in place to improve the speed of your site, but also benchmarks. you want to be benchmarking the load time of your competitors as well. So there's no point in having a design that is infinitely better than your competitors if it's a lot slower to render, a lot slower for the customers to do what they want to do. You know, all of these things will have an impact on your business. There's also kind of, you know, things as well. A lot's been talked about. We've got a session about crawl, the crawl as we're titling it. And that's kind of talking about this tendency that as websites become more complex, as Google becomes more complex, as many of the fundamentals of SEO just become standard, everybody to some extent has, you know, will probably have decent title tags, will have probably have, you know, crawlable pages on their website. As that becomes more commonplace, actually people are starting to spend a lot more time thinking about, well, how would a search engine really understand my website? So we've got a number of talks about that particular aspect, and that kind of really rewards the people who kind of come from a proper web development, maybe a server admin kind of background. And that's not going to go away. You know, and I think the time has come that it's very, very hard to be good at every aspect of SEO, but there is certainly demand there. There is certainly opportunity there for people who kind of really want to delve deep into some of the technical side of things there as well. And in terms of other sessions that we've got coming up that I'm particularly excited about as well, we've got Rob Bucci from StatSearch. He's coming over. He's going to be taking a deep dive into the SERPs. Again, when I do my training, I do a lot of training around SEO. I always talk about, actually, we tend to, as an industry, overemphasize and over talk about algorithmic updates. So we tend to talk about kind of, you know, Penguin Panda and, you know, all of this kind of thing. What's changing what ranks where? And I think we under-recognize and underappreciate the changes in the user interface. So how the SERPs themselves are presented. Now, fairly recently, we've had a pretty big change in how the paid search adverts are laid out. So rather than having the adverts down the right-hand side that we would have had historically, they're top and bottom now, rather than top and to the right-hand side. That's going to have a huge impact. But also things like knowledge graph, snippets being pulled through to the search results page. There's so much going on there as well. And I think that change presents opportunity, and that change presents, you know, situations whereby, and this is something that I've said for a long time and lots of people have, the search results are very rarely 10 blue links anymore. There's so much going on your typical search results page that you need to understand that. And that's kind of changing the process of keyword research. Whereas keyword research in the past, you know, might have just been, let's think of some keywords that our customers would use to describe our product or service. That's only step one now. What you need to do is, for those keywords, start to map and understand what are the different SERPs that they're generating. And, you know, some of that will be based upon intent. So an informational query will potentially trigger a different search to a commercial query. But you need to be starting to think about that when you're choosing your keywords. What SERPs are there? And, you know, how are they presented? Because actually, you know, two different search queries, though maybe with similar volume, maybe even with similar intent, could present two different search results pages. And if those two different search results pages offer different content in a different way, the way in which people are going to respond is going to be different to that. And if you want to be there, you want to be on those search results pages, the tactics that you would need to use in order to get there could be different for two different keywords or two different groups of keywords. So that's a really good approach there as well. So that's just a quick overview of some of the conference talks that we've got. I'll include some links there to some resources around that. And hopefully that gives you a sense of some of the big themes, some of the big topics people are interested in talking about and wanting to learn about in SEO. As I say, we run a series of training courses. Most of those are actually now sold out, but they cover kind of all of these kind of traditional subspecialisms of SEO. So we'll talk about video SEO, local SEO, app store SEO. And that's definitely kind of one of these areas that only as time goes on, more people are wanting to specialize in particular areas of SEO, which I think is kind of a sensible approach for anyone, you know, individually. But also we've seen this time around a new course that we're running around Google Tag Manager. Now, I think that's an area that, again, is a little bit misunderstood, and certainly an area if you as an individual want to improve your skill sets, want to become a more invaluable member of, you know, your team or as an individual consultant. I think GTM is an area, you know, Google Tag Manager, understanding how that can be used to better and more accurately measure the success of a website is a really sought after skill set, and one that I definitely recommend learning a bit more about. So I know many of you are based all over the world and may never get the chance to come to a Brighton SEO, but hopefully that's given you a bit of a sense of some of the topics we're covering and giving you a bit of an idea of kind of some big trends that are going on in the world of search at the moment. There's certainly a greater understanding of the people. you know, using and understanding the knowledge and learning that's already out there to better understand people, because ultimately they're the, you know, they're who are the people who are making the purchases, right? You need to understand them as well. But as SEO matures, there becomes a greater level of sophistication in some of the technical aspects of SEO. And again, huge opportunities there for people to specialize who have that kind of mindset. Things like site speed, very, very important. Things like managing the crawl, very, very important. Things like particular markup for international, very, very important. And generally speaking, the search industry is really, really committed to self-development and learning, which I think is one of the things that makes it so appealing. And definitely something that makes hosting the event and, you know, being involved in podcasts like this really, really rewarding is the fact that people want to learn. They want to improve themselves. They want to, you know, be innovative and learn new things. And that, you know, that's what's really motivating for people like myself. So hopefully that's given you a crash course there. As I said, we're going to take interviews. We're going to feature some of the speakers we already have in the run-up to the event. We'll have even more as we get nearer and past the event. And stay tuned, because there's a lot happening in the world of Brighton SEO over the next 6 months or so, with big, big news about the next event, which is taking place in September. So thanks very much for your time. I hope you've learned a little bit there about some of the things that are going on in natural search. And I'll hopefully hear from you again soon.
Thanks, Kelvin, and thanks to you all for listening. Show notes, as usual, are at sitevisibility.com/IM podcast. Two ways to get hold of us. The email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk, and the telephone hotline, if you want to leave a question or a comment, is +44 1273 256 150. So that's all from me, Andy, and that's all from Kelvin, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.